When you think about it, the differences between God and man are astounding. God loves variety. Witness His creation alive with fireflies and eagles and ferns and eggplants and foxes and elephants and the goldfish and the whale. The scrub oak grows right alongside the stately blue spruce. Flower gardens burst with a myriad of colors, and the creatures of the sea defy description. The grass is green, the sky is blue, and the earth is either red or black or brown or gray. The sun is a brilliant ball of fire, and the stars shine silver in the black sky of the night. No two faces are alike, no two fingerprints. Obviously, God loves variety, and you'd think that man would look around at all this and get the idea. But no. He tries to find out what they are wearing this year so he can wear the same thing. In hundreds of ways, he struggles to conform. He doesn't dare to be different. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, what will the guys say? I was on the East Coast in the city of Newport, Rhode Island, trying to buy a brown sweater. I was with Bob Sparks, a friend of mine who lived there, and he took me to some men's stores. I couldn't find a brown sweater to save my neck. In our sixth store, a man called from the back and said, "Tell him they aren't wearing brown this year." My answer was, "What do I care what they are wearing? I like brown." But it was no use. Because they weren't wearing brown, I couldn't. One winter, we were living in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it was bitterly cold. I put a sweater on our son and helped him get into his winter coat, but I was afraid he would still get cold as he walked to school in the sub-zero weather. So I suggested he put on two sweaters. "Oh, I couldn't do that, Dad," he replied. "Nobody wears two sweaters. Everybody would make fun of me." Because they didn't, he couldn't. So it is with some people when they are confronted with the claims of Christ. I was witnessing to a young man at the University of Nebraska and asked if he would want to receive Christ. "Well," he said, "I'd like to, but what will the guys say?" It turns out he was living in a fraternity house on campus, and one of his prime concerns was not to do anything that would be thought of as strange or different. When he asked, "What will the guys think?" I asked him, "What guys?" I suggested we make a list of the men who would be offended if he took a stand for Christ in that fraternity house. We came up with a list of six men, all drunks. So I asked him, "Pal, who would you rather have running your life, God or these six drunks?" Fortunately, he saw the issue and gave his life to Christ. Today he is serving the Lord as a campus minister on the East Coast. Peer pressure is real. There's no doubt about that. But when you think about it, it is far more important to be right with God. The Bible says, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believeth not in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." May God bless you as you live your life in touch with Him.